Well, demonstrators in Iran have overtly challenged the regime at great risk to themselves, with violence breaking out as security forces opened fire on civilians overnight. The protesters are condemning their country's leaders for the downing last week of a Ukrainian passenger plane and for trying to cover it up for several days. Iranians were protesting their leaders late last year too, so amid rising hostilities with the US, what chance for political reform? Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Thousands of Iranians protested for a second day on Sunday after government officials admitted Iran mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board. Security forces began firing tear gas, rubber bullets, and some reports suggest live rounds were shot at the crowd. Protesters were reportedly chanting anti-regime slogans, calling for the death to the supreme leader and shouting, we don't want the Islamic Republic. Iranian officials describe what happened to the airliner on Wednesday as a disastrous mistake. But these mass protests come just weeks after hundreds of protesters reportedly died in a brutal government crackdown in November. Hadi Gaemi, the executive director of the Center for Human Rights in Iran, says there's growing distrust in Iran's leaders.
I think the majority of Iranians, especially since November, have lost any hope that this government can represent their interests.
While hundreds of thousands of Iranians turned out for the funeral of Major General Qasem Soleimani, killed by a US airstrike earlier this month, Hadi Gaemi says many of those mourners expressing anger at the US last week would also be protesting against the actions of their own government this week.
Iran right now seems to be at the same time both angry at some of the American, policies impacting their daily lives, and at the same time angry at their government for its own incompetence and political repression.
At this moment, are you fearful for your countrymen in Iran, or are you hopeful?
Both. I am fearful that especially the regional and international dimension, no matter the outcome, the Iranian people will be the losers. At the same time, I'm hopeful that the numbers of people willing to risk their lives and come out and give a message to the government is growing by the day, and that may force the government to end some of its repression and open up the political system to the point where we get true representatives of Iranian people from within the country emerge.
Amid escalating tensions between Iran and the US, President Donald Trump has expressed his support for the protests, tweeting warnings to Iranian leaders in Farsi that they should not kill protesters. Meanwhile, 190 Australian sailors departed Perth this morning on board HMAS Toowoomba, headed for a six-month deployment to the Strait of Hormuz. The Navy frigate is due to join a US-led coalition protecting oil supplies in the region. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds has been speaking about the escalating tensions between the US and Iran.
Well, Australia has consistently called on all parties to exercise restraint and also for de-escalation. We are pleased to see that is occurring. But again, as I've said, we always watch very carefully the circumstances in the Middle East because it can change very quickly. It is an important region for Australia, but as always, we exercise ourselves restraint, call for restraint from others, and also seek de-escalation of tensions.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.